Get road trip ready with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. They can save you time and money and get the job done right the first time, worry-free. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for current service specials or to schedule a test drive.
Got a really interesting read in the Tribune last week from Brian Clark talking about how the city of Big Shoulders, Chicago, many of our historic buildings might want to say a big thank you to some of the hotels that have moved in to keep them going and keep them vibrant and part of our community. One of the people quoted in the article is Eleanor Gorski, who is the CEO of the Chicago Architecture Center. Eleanor, thanks for jumping on our program with us.
Oh, I'm happy to be here.
Is it kind of a mutually symbiotic relationship we've got with these great old buildings and hotels that fill them and keep them alive, and then it benefits the hotels, too, for many reasons?
Absolutely. Many of these buildings were grade B and C office buildings that needed to be rehabilitated, being updated in terms of mechanicals, et cetera. And they're a perfect shape and size for hotels located in downtown areas near transportation. So it really works out best for both.
Were some of these buildings maybe destined to come on down at any point in history that a hotel really kind of gave it a second life? Or are we talking about buildings that maybe have been empty for a long time and no one just had a plan for it? Or does it kind of run the gamut?
You know, it really runs the gamut. And where we especially became challenged was during the 2007 recession, where there were a lot of buildings that were undergoing foreclosure. And the one I can think of was right in the middle of Michigan Avenue, and it's now the Chicago Athletic Association. That was vacant for many years, and there was a concern it would come down, and it is now one of our best known and beloved hotel conversions.
That's true. And a lot of other ones kind of dot all over the downtown area.
Yes.
What are a couple other ones that you want that people might go, oh, that's a cool building. I've seen it on your tour. I didn't even know there was a hotel inside it.
Well, the Pendry Hotel is actually right adjacent to the Chicago Architecture Center, and it is in the Carbide and Carbon Building. And that building was built in 1929, and it is known to look like a champagne bottle. Supposedly, a black champagne bottle inspired the architect to design this dramatic black building with gold accents. So I would encourage you to go in there, see the lobby, and maybe even have a drink of champagne.
I love that. What about these? I don't want to say they're easy conversions. I'm sure it's a lot of work and a lot of money to make it work. What was the size of a typical office room in the 20s, the 1920s, just really equivalent to the size of a hotel room, or you don't have to knock down as many walls? Like, what made it kind of work here?
Yeah, you know, the footprints are very narrow. So when you think of an office building from that time period, it was usually a central hallway, and then you had offices on either side because there wasn't a lot of bright electric lighting available. So you had really big windows, and you needed the offices to be close to the windows to be able to see effectively. So all of that means that it's a great conversion for both housing as well as hotel rooms because of operable windows and getting so much light into the space. Plus, it's easy to get out of the building. The corridors, the simple floor plans make it that way.
And the locations don't hurt, do they?
No. These are all in the downtown area and located near shopping, near theaters, and they always have been. One exception is Soho House Chicago. That is in the Fulton area, and that was a former factory that was then converted into a private club that has hotel rooms in it. And those big floor plates, you're able to be very flexible and create unique spaces.
Ah, like the open concepts of the warehouse.
That's right.
Or a blank canvas for a hotelier to design something inside.
Correct.
You mentioned the Carbon, and I already forgot the name. I just know it as the Champagne Building.
Yes, Carbide and Carbon.
You mentioned the kind of grand lobby, which is gorgeous, and I suggest people go into it. Are those, I mean, obviously they've been refurbished to make it look like a hotel and probably bring some of the class of the 20s, but is that speak to the 1920s office building that would have a kind of a grander lobby or a walk-in area, or do often those have to be kind of rebuilt and redone?
No, we're lucky in that, you know, Chicagoans really respect and love their architecture. Many of these lobbies were still intact. They need cleaned up, refreshed. But what you see is the original in that building and in many others. The Soho House, that is a recreation because it was a warehouse. But those that had grand lobbies and materials, many of those are original and have been kept.
Is this a blueprint perhaps for success if other buildings need to eventually either be redone or repurposed? I mean, is this kind of a way that we can ensure that some of the other buildings that maybe have been office buildings and we now have a whole, you mentioned 2007, 2008 is the impetus for a lot of these. Well, we are really changed what workplace and culture is like these days.
Yes.
Is this the blueprint going forward?
It is. And in fact, the city of Chicago has a significant initiative called LaSalle Street Reimagined that's riffing off of this hotel conversion to actually create housing in office buildings that are now, you know, I don't want to say 100% vacant, but very close to it because of the new work from home and flexible work that we are seeing. So these are office buildings that aren't quite so old, but eligible for conversion as well as the historic incentive.
I love that. I don't know if I'm sure you guys know this at the Architecture Center. A lot of buildings, I feel like I've been getting emails that they're all kind of in that era of celebrating their 100th year. The 1920s was one of kind of significant growth in our city. I find this decade to be exciting because, I mean, our WGN Radio, we celebrated our 100th birthday a couple years back. The Blackhawks celebrating their 100th year. I think it speaks to this decade of the 2020s as a fun decade to look back at the 1920s.
Absolutely. And it brings hope and it brings excitement that we can, you know, reuse these buildings and celebrate our institutions that Chicago is known for.
Everything going well at the Chicago Architecture Center?
Yes, yes. And in fact, we have a 60th anniversary that's coming up next year.
Oh.
And we'll be doing oral histories and highlighting some of the people who were on the ground level of the preservation movement here in the city.
I love that. Anything else you want to plug for your great institution, for what people can do to check out or be a part of all that you do?
Well, Open House Chicago will be coming this October to the city of Chicago, and we'll have over 200 sites that will be open. It's all free. Plus, we'll have 4 family hubs. Check them out in different neighborhoods at architecture.org on our website. And we look forward to seeing everyone at these venues.
It's a great place and a great way to maybe discover a neighborhood you haven't been in a while or never been to. Use the Open House Chicago weekend as a reason to go visit, celebrate, and visit some local businesses along there. Eleanor, let's talk before then. How about it? We'll plug the whole weekend, okay?
I'd love it. And stay in a hotel.
Stay in
a historic hotel.
There you go. That you brought it full circle. Eleanor Gorski, thank you for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you. All right. Take care.